This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic Real English from the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我是冯菲菲，还有我的同事。
And me, Rob. Now, excuse me, Feifei, I just need to reach over and get a tissue before I... Achoo! Oh, excuse me.
你是不是感冒了?
Oh, excuse me, I've got to get this. Hi, Mum. I've told you not to call me at work. I'll call you tonight, okay? And bye. Sorry about that.
Rob, are you going to do any work?
Excuse me? I'm working very hard to explain a piece of authentic English.
Excuse me? Say that again?
Yes, that's it. The phrase we are teaching is two words with many different meanings. Excuse me?
大家对短语 excuse me 一定不陌生，它有很多的意思和用法。比如当我们打喷嚏或不小心发出了不雅的声音的时候，我们就应该说 excuse me, 请原谅，对不起。
Exactly. And when I wanted you to move so that I could reach for the tissues, I said, excuse me, to politely ask you to move so that I could reach them. A bit like this.
Excuse me, could you move down the bus, please, so that I can get on? Thanks.
上面的例句中 excuse me 来礼貌地向别人发出借过劳驾的请求。And what about that phone call?
Yes. I said, excuse me, as a polite way of apologizing for the interruption.
Rob 刚才接电话打断了我俩之间的谈话，所以他在挂了电话后对我说 excuse me, 很抱歉。But then you were rude when you said excuse me.
Well, I was expressing shock and disbelief that you thought I wasn't working. A bit like this.
Excuse me? How can you say I don't do any housework? I cleaned the bathroom yesterday.
在我们想表示异议或惊讶时，也可以说 excuse me, 请原谅，对不起，但是怎么怎么样。
And then you said, excuse me, because you didn't understand what I said earlier, as usual, and you wanted me to repeat it.
Excuse me, that's not fair.当然，在没听清楚某事的时候，我们想礼貌地请别人重复一遍时，也可以说 Excuse me, 对不起，请再说一遍。Any other uses?
Yes, here's another one.
Excuse me, do you know the way to the railway station?
Excuse me 的这个用法应该算是最常见的了。当我们想礼貌地引起他人，尤其是陌生人的注意的时候，就可以说 Excuse me, 劳驾打扰一下。Well, Rob, now I've got your attention. You'll have to excuse me because I've got to go.
Yeah, a very good use of excuse me, Feifei. Politely saying you have to go. Okay, so can you think of any more? Feifei? Feifei?Oh, she really has gone. Bye.
Authentic Real English from BBC Learning English.